Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 4, we were talking about the conception of Jesus Christ. Let's continue with that thought today.
On his firm foundation for the Bible stands.
Where it says here, at the appearing of a great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. That is what is called a Greek couplet. In a Greek couplet, when you have two adjective nouns, great God, Savior, they will always, rule of Greek, they will always, always, always be addressing the same subject. Okay, what is the subject here? Great God, our Savior, Jesus Christ. He was God come in the flesh. Jesus is the great God and Savior. Mary was right to say God my Savior because Jesus was her God and Savior. These adjective nouns pretty well bear that out. So again, don't try to use philosophy to change the Word of God. And that is what the Word of God said. So again, trust God. Trust His Word. It will never, never, never steer you wrong. Now, let's look again here at our text in 1 John chapter 4 and verses 2 and 3. Hereby know you the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. So again, the doctrine of Christ. That includes that Jesus Christ and He alone is the only way of salvation. It includes He was virgin born. He was not the seed of a human man, but rather the Holy Ghost shall come upon you, and that thing which shall be born of you shall be called the Son of God, because God the Father was inside of Mary, forming, His Spirit was forming that body from the moment the Spirit entered into her body. Now, some have tried to make that a sexual experience. That was not a sexual experience. You're trying to make something physical out of something that was totally spiritual to form this body inside of Mary. He was virgin born. He was God come in the flesh. Now again, remember John chapter 4, verses 23 and 24. God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. So that's how we worship God. We worship Him in spirit and in truth. Because God is a spirit. He came and He was made flesh for a purpose. That purpose is seen in John 3:16. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That was the purpose behind it all. Everlasting life, my friend. So again, if you don't understand that, then you've got a problem with God, not with me. You've got a problem with God, because these are God's words. Jesus was the Spirit throughout eternity past. He took on the form of flesh 2,000 years ago. He was always the Son of God in eternity past, but it was that Spirit that then entered that became also the human Son of God. He was virgin born. That's why Genesis 3 says the seed of the woman instead of the seed of the man. Because no human man would father him into this world. He is, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his, now listen, only begotten son. Now remember, we that received Christ, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, but we're adopted children. Jesus is not a begotten child. He never was, even in eternity past, because he's always existed in eternity past. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, three divine extinctions in one divine essence. Again, three divine distinctions in one divine essence. We use the word Trinity because we lack the ability to fully understand that. We've got to make them three different and distinct individuals and three different beings instead of one God. But the Lord our God is one God. That's part of the doctrine of Christ, by the way. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 4, it states the gospel plan of salvation. What you must believe. He says, I declare unto you the gospel, which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein you stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory that I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I received, how that Jesus Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scripture. Now, our text said, hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. Now, you must see, if a person teaches that there are many roads to heaven instead of this one Bible way, then you know that person is wrong. That person probably isn't saved. Now, in my church and in my circles, I find that there are a lot of Republicans because I'm conservative, so they're conservative, and so they are there. But back when Mr. Bush was the president, he said, and I'm talking about the second Bush, he said, I believe there are many roads to heaven. Now, if he believes that, then he's rejecting this doctrine of Christ, which would mean that although he may be a religious man, he may have even been a good man, he's not saved. I believe that Mr. Clinton and Mr. Obama have said the same things, and people that say that, I'm not talking about are they good in our eyes or bad in our eyes, I'm just talking about are they saved. You've got to come back and understand the Bible says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now, let me show you just two extremes. The bad extreme. Know ye not, 1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 11, that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Be not deceived, neither fornicators, that's sexual sin of any kind, nor idolaters, those that worship idols or things that are other than the Almighty God that they worship, nor adulterers, those that cheat in marriage, nor effeminate, that's your homosexual, nor abusers of themselves with mankind. Those are the most deviant, should I say, of sexual acts, the most perverted, that there can be abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers, that's the social drinking partying crowd, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And you may say, yeah, boy, that's right. That kind should not be in heaven. That kind is terrible, all of that. And yeah, those kind of people need to be saved somehow or another. And he goes on to say, and such were some of you. Okay. The people at that church, some of them had been fornicators. Some of them had been homosexual. Some of them had been adulterers. Some of them had been the worst kind of sexual acts there could be. Thieves. There were covetous there. There were drunkards there. There were the social drinking crowds there. There were extortioners. I mean, there are all those people. But he says, such were some of you, but you're washed. They were cleansed from their sin by the blood of Jesus Christ, as Revelation 1:5 addresses. He says, but you're sanctified. They're not only saved from the penalty of their sin of going to hell and delivered from the power of it, but they are sanctified. They're set apart so that the Lord may use them as a witness and as an example that he can not only save their soul, but he can change their life, that they turn from those things. Now, most of these things become so addictive, like a drunkard. He can't turn from it. So he turns to the Lord, and the Lord takes it from him. The repentance on his part is believing that the Lord can do it, so he turns to him to take it from him. And he's willing for the Lord to do so. So he was washed, he was sanctified, and ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus, because that justification is in the name of the Lord Jesus, his blood applied for you at the mercy seat of heaven. It says, yes, they were guilty of these sins that we just read, but I paid the price. He says, they were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. How's the Spirit of our God enter into that? Because he is the earnest. The Bible tells us. You say, what does that mean? Well, when you pay an earnest, that means you're going to buy it by a certain time. You'll pay the rest of the price. If you don't pay the rest of the price at that certain time, then you don't get your money back. Well, do you think the Holy Ghost, God's gift to us that he put in us the moment we received Christ, that he's going to lose his Holy Spirit? Do you think God would lose his Holy Spirit? Do you think he's going to be lost forever? No. So again, those are the worst of sins, and yet they're saved. But then think on this matter. Him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Okay, there are things you know you should do, you don't end up doing them, it's sin. The thought of foolishness is sin. The Bible says. It mentioned about looking on a maid to lust after her. That is sin, even though you don't commit it. To covet or desire something someone else has is sin. Laziness is sin. All unrighteousness, we're told, is sin. Adam and Eve ate of a fruit they were told not to eat of, just like we would tell a child not to take a piece of candy from the bowl before supper.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm.